Good morning. We're continuing with Masechet Shviyos from the first parak up to the fifth Mishnah. Mishnah Hey in Parak Aleph of Masechet Shviyos. We discussed previously, since the beginning of the Masechta, that if a person has a decent amount of trees that are still producing in his field in the sixth year, he can still go ahead and work the field during the sixth year until either Shavuos or until the work can no longer be justified that it's be done for the sake of the sixth year. At that point, you would have to stop even though it's not Shemitah yet. Now, the amount that we gave was there has to be three trees that produce a specific amount of fruits. Mishnah Hay says, Shloisha Ilanish or Shloisha Anashim. So you have to have three trees, but they don't belong to the same person. They're in the same field, but they're owned privately. The Mishnah says, Re'el Mitzdaf, these can be combined together, and if they would produce the amount which is required, you could go ahead and plow the field during the sixth year, as long as they are still bearing fruit. Rechashi called Beis Sava Shvilon, you can now go ahead and plow the entire Beis Sava, the entire 2,500 amos. Kami Ebeneim, how much space can be between these trees? How distant can one tree be from the next? Rabban Gamliel, Eiver, Kadeshi Avakar, Eiver Bekelev, as long as the cattle, the amount of space it takes for the cattle to pass through with their tools. Now, there are those, Melech HaShleim understands that the bakar over here doesn't actually mean, the cattle doesn't mean the actual oxen, it means the bakar. In other words, it's not clear how to read the word, which nekudas to put in there. So he understands it's the bakar, it is not the actual animals, but it's the one who is actually plowing the field, that he can pass by with his tools. Mishnah Vav continues, Esen etiyes mefuzarach b'sayach b'esa. Now, up until now we're talking about ilanis, talking about trees. Trees can produce a lot of fruit. The tias are young trees. They do not yet reach their full height. They're not so big yet. They're not producing that many pears yet. So the question is, how much do you need from there in order to allow you to plow the field for these nitiyas, for these plants? Because it's impossible that these plants are going to produce enough fruit to be able to meet the criteria that we spoke about earlier. The Mishnah says, Esen nitiyas b'fuzaris b'sayach b'esach harshan kal b'esab b'shvilon. Regardless of how much they produce, as long as you have 10 of these plants in your field, you can go ahead and plant the entire Beisa, the entire 2,500 amos, because these Netiyas, these plants are there. Until when? Ad Rosh Hashanah. You don't get a cutoff date by Shavuos, you don't get a cutoff date by Pesach, you don't get a cutoff date when they stop producing. It goes all the way until the actual date on the calendar starts the Shemitah. Hayu Asiyas Shura.
When can we use those fruits? The eighth year or the ninth year?
You can use the fruits right away. The only fruits that you're not allowed to eat from Shemitah are fruits that can grow on their own. We're going to discuss that. It has halacha svichim, but generally speaking, fruits that grow during Shemitah are mutter to be eaten. Yes, they do have some restrictions in how you have to treat them because of the kedusha in them, but what grows from them is definitely mutter to be eaten. However, we're going to see that there may be problems eating the fruits from this for another reason, because netiyas are in an early stage. In an early stage, they will probably be arla, or they'll be neter ravai. So we'll get to that. Let's say these 10 plants were planted in a very organized fashion. So they're in a row, or they're in a symmetrical order, they're in a circle. So now you don't need the whole face suffer that, you just need the area around them. It says, Nishnei Charshon Lemel Tzarchon, you're only allowed to plant the specific amount of space which is needed to sustain these plants. You cannot plant the entire base. So you can't plant the whole entire 2,500 amos. You could just plant what they need. Tomorrow's Mishnah, we'll continue tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches discusses what we discussed before about until what point are they considered to be in the tears. We'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.